So just while Em's getting all that craft out, God is everywhere, so we can pray anywhere. When we think about holidays, we might think of hot sun, travel, jetting off into the sunset, different languages, different currencies, different cuisine, my favorite bit. But actually, you can holiday anywhere. Because what makes a holiday special is the company that you keep. Some of us have just been away on holiday together to New Wine. Big shout out to my United 22 lovelies. Yes, thank you. I've got one very vocal here. Thank you, Andrew. So what is New Wine, to those of you who don't know? Well, it's a bit like Glastonbury for Christians, with a very, very key difference. Jesus is the only celebrity. I assure you, it's not glamorous. That much I can say. My insect bites on return, once I'd showered off all the dirt. On close inspection, I discovered no less than 16 insect bites, one of which made me look like a narwhal because it was right there. I ate enough pasta to sink a ship, and I felt a bit like a sinking ship when I got back. I was sat inside my tent one day having a said bowl of pasta, a quiet half hour over lunch, and my tent in the gale winds did this. If I could have the photo, Dan. Yeah, that's special. I was sat inside eating my pasta and it literally caved in on me, and I just thought, I'm going to finish my pasta. That's inconvenient. What you can't see because it's too far away, but there's a guy's head just popping out of the closet, and if you zoom right in on it, his expression is saying, what the? If I can tell you with my hand on my heart, aside from the dirt and the insect bites and the collapsed tents, that was the best week I have had in a very, very, very long time. Certainly this year, if not, dare I say, back to March of 2020. Because although it was not a glamorous holiday, there were no luxuries, no foreign travel. Peterborough, I assure you, is no one's idea of exotic. I was with people that I love dearly, in the presence of the one I love dearly, and who loves me more than I can begin to imagine, Jesus Christ himself. You don't need to go far, or spend vast sums of money, or try unusual foods, or be in exotic places to have a holiday. You need rest. You need to be in the presence of God and the people, the presence of the people that you love. God is everywhere, so we can pray anywhere. God fills places with his presence, so long as he is wanted and invited in. Now, God is omnipresent, which means that he is in all places, but he increases that presence when he's invited in. Psalm 139, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. God does and will bless us with more of his presence when we actively invite him in. That's why we pray, come, Holy Spirit. So when we want a spiritual holiday, we ask simply for God to come and meet us. I was physically ruined when I got home from New Wine. Filthy, dirty, covered in bites, aching head to toe from a deflated mattress. But my soul was so deeply refreshed. My spirit was overflowing. I felt alive with passion and love. And I could feel the love of God increasing my love for others, and that kind of eking out all over the place. I cried in the car on the way home for the love that I felt for the people that I'd spent the week with, and for the increase of love I felt for God as he ministered in his love to me. That is a spiritual holiday, meeting with God and being refreshed by him. And we can do that right here at home. Rest is not actually the absence of activity, although that's important and we need that too. Rest is God's presence meeting with us wherever we are. We can pray anywhere and meet with God and invite his presence to come and give us a spiritual holiday. The psalm continues, "If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Life can feel quite dark at times. We know that this holiday time actually is harder for a lot of people than it is being in the routine of a term. But there are no set of circumstances and no place where we cannot pray. And when we pray, God comes and fills us with his Spirit, and we find a rest that no holiday of any price tag anywhere can match. God is everywhere, and we can pray anywhere. Amen. Are we getting some craft, Em, do you think?
What do you think? Jude, who's finished a picture? We've got beautiful sun castles. Who can help?